the New World Report. I'm John Batchelor with Ernesto Araújo, former foreign minister of the Republic of Brazil, and Joseph Umar, the executive director of the Center for Secure Free Society. Joseph, I understand the rumor, the report, the possibility is that Nicolas Maduro, former president of Venezuela, I'll be careful here because the U.S. denies he is a legitimate president, but Nicolas Maduro, the strongman of Venezuela, is due in CELAC. Is this significant, Joseph? Does this change the calculus about CELAC in some fashion?
Well, it does, but it not necessarily new in the sense that the last meeting that they had in Mexico City in September of last year, that was the big moment in terms of Nicolas Maduro, because he was present at the meeting in Mexico City. And he got into a lot of disagreements with his counterparts in Uruguay, in Paraguay, and other parts of the region in Latin America and Ecuador that are more democratic nations. Obviously, Venezuela is not a democracy. And so they challenged the fact that he was there. They said that, why are we bringing individuals that are considered authoritarians and don't have conditions that have free and fair elections or free speech or anything that resembles a democracy? Why are they bringing them into a community of nations that's meant to promote democracy? And that caused a bit of a rift. Who is not president in Mexico City, but that will be president in Buenos Aires, is Colombia and Brazil. Back in September of 2022, it was President Bolsonaro in Brazil. And then actually, I think President Duque President Petro had not been inaugurated yet. So he was inaugurated, but he was too early in his term, so he did not attend. And so we didn't get Colombia's representation. I believe that's going to be different. I believe this meeting in Buenos Aires, you're going to see both President Petro from Colombia and the recently inaugurated President Lula from Brazil. So I think Nicolas Maduro is going to have a much more sympathetic audience in terms of he's going to have the balance of power at the meeting much more in his favor, which is a reflection of where Latin America is heading. Before, it was pretty much AMLO who was advocating for Nicolas Maduro to be reintegrated into Latin America and the international community. And now you're going to have Petro saying the same thing. You're going to have Lula saying the same thing. And many other friends of Maduro in Latin America are going to be advocating for having Venezuela become a linchpin. And as we mentioned in the beginning of the program, John, Venezuela was one of the founding members of CELAC. Hugo Chavez was one of the people that created the Caracas Declaration in 2011. So this is kind of coming full circle for CELAC to have Nicolas Maduro back into the group. And I believe that he's going to make a show about that.
Ernesto, Lula da Silva will be in attendance at the meeting in Buenos Aires. He is the newly elected former president of Brazil, now the third term president of Brazil. There have been reports repeatedly that Brasilia and Caracas will exchange ambassadors, and certainly there'll be a conversation that did not exist during your time in office, during Mr. Bolsonaro's presidency. Does Lula da Silva, leading the most populous state in South America, the richest, one of the richest in the world, and certainly dominant in the New World after the United States, does Lula da Silva gain by being associated or embracing Nicolas Maduro, who does not enjoy a positive reputation around the world?
Well, John, it shouldn't, but it does. Brazil shouldn't gain, or Lula shouldn't gain any better reputation for embracing Maduro. But unfortunately, what we have seen is that European countries, leading countries from Europe like France, have embraced Maduro. We saw a very smiley meeting between President Macron and Maduro in Cairo. So, unfortunately, the international democratic community has not done what they could to really isolate Maduro and press for the return of democracy to Venezuela. So now what Lula does is kind of swimming in the same water that European leaders and North American leaders are already swimming. So that's one of the contradictions of our world. That's why democracy is losing the game to totalitarianism, because democratic leaders don't realize or don't want to realize, for some reason, who their friends are and who their enemies are. Bolsonaro government was always a friend of democracy in the region and an enemy of the dictatorships. But the some international leaders decided to buy a completely reverted image of Bolsonaro as an authoritarian and other lies. So that's it. I mean, if we really lose the free world, we have to put a lot of responsibility on the leaders of the free world from Europe and North America.
Joseph, we have about a minute. Does Fernandez running for re-election in Buenos Aires, does he gain by hosting this meeting and embracing, if he does, Maduro and welcoming Lula da Silva? Is that a positive for his election? Because you've taught me that Argentina has a strong opposition. We have less than a minute.
John, I'm not sure that it's going to help him. I'm sure he thinks it will. I'm sure there's many people, his advisors, his cabinet, are going to say that this is a moment to put Argentina on the regional stage, show the leadership. But the truth is, in Argentina, people are worried about the economy. Having someone like Nicolas Maduro there only reminds them that that's the direction they don't want to go in terms of Venezuela's economy. The only economy in South America is performing poorer than the Argentine economy. So in net, I think that this does not benefit the Fernandez government, but they might not think that.
Joseph Umar, the executive director of Secure Free Society, Ernesto Araújo, former foreign minister for the Republic of Brazil. We're headed to big trouble in Peru. This is CBS Eye on the World, the New World Report. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.